Pleased to be joined now on the Newsmaker line by Denise Kolpak, City Commissioner of the City of Fargo. We are here talking about a community integration facilitator and the possibility of that to coming to the City of Fargo. First of all, Denise, thanks for joining us today.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you. And tell you what, a community integration facilitator. Now, I had to do a little bit of research, so if I had to do the research, our listeners probably don't know what a community integration facilitator is. Can you tell us a little bit about what they do?
Yes, the position was first created by the North Dakota Department of Health and Human Services State Office of Refugees. And the vision was always to have the three largest communities, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Fargo, have the position located in City Hall somewhere, wherever it fits the best for that community. And it's 100% paid for by the state to help connect resources to new Americans to remove barriers. And my focus in Fargo, hopefully, is to also remove barriers so we can make sure that new Americans have what they need to get into the workforce, since that's such a pressing issue in our community.
Now, you said that the goal was this, to have it in all three of the big cities, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Fargo. We have them in Bismarck and Grand Forks. And what are you hearing about what they do in those cities?
Yeah, in Grand Forks, it's focused more on helping new Americans be entrepreneurial and think about how they can start their own businesses and how they can work with city government to do that, which is interesting. And in Bismarck, it's more focused on barriers around just quality of life, you know, so that people are in a good place to contribute and engage in the community. So both have a little different slant. My hope in Fargo is that with the help of this task force that I'd like to create, when once it's defined, number one, we start with really measurable outcomes of what we're trying to achieve, but that it's really practical in how we approach connecting the services to new Americans.
Fargo City Commissioner Denise Kolpak joining us this afternoon. And Denise, talking about the Community Integration Facilitator. Now, you talked about a task force. My understanding is that the first step in the possibility of this, one, bringing it to the commission on Monday night, but then the next step is appointing a task force. Who do you think needs to be a part of that task force?
Yeah, certainly some members from the New American community. I would like to include a member of North Dakota Department of Health and Human Services. My hope is that as deputy mayor, I can be part of that task force, and then a member of administration. So I think that's a really good start with goal number one, as I said, of defining what is it that we want to achieve with this position. And then secondly, get the process going to find the right person for the position.
What are you hearing from the New American community that is in regards to the possibility of this position coming to Fargo?
Excuse me, Chris. At this point, people are, what I've heard from is very positive. Well, with an emphasis on, let's see some results. And so that's why that is so important to me. If we're going to put this position in the place, and ultimately it's state taxpayer dollars that are going to help support this, let's make sure we have actionable results and there's an impact in the community that's beneficial for everyone.
And now I know that you have talked about this, but again, this isn't a cost that's going to come to the City of Fargo outright, because right, this program is a program reimbursed through Health and Human Services. I think that's an important part to distinguish, that the taxpayers of the City of Fargo are not on the hook for this.
That's correct. And then also, this position, while located in City Hall and has the, you know, across departmental support as needed, reports directly to the North Dakota Department of Health and Human Services Department State Office of Refugees, and there's expectations there too. So there's a direct reporting relationship with the state, which is really important. And it's very collaborative, as well as this position will work with the other two positions in Grand Forks and Bismarck.
So really, this is, you know, it's a program. Yes, it's going to be housed in Fargo City Hall likely, but it's a program that reports directly to the state level.
That's correct.
Anything else about the Community Integration Facilitator or this program you want people to know about?
I think it really could be the connector that's been missing it for a number of organizations, and very collaboratively, again, getting results especially to the workforce issue in our community. And so I'm really excited about it. And thank you for helping us get the word out about it. And we'll see what happens Monday.
Fargo City Commissioner Denise Kolpak joining us here on the program for a conversation. Thank you, Denise.
Thank you, Chris.